the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Unrealistic beauty standards and the fear of growing old can be found in our social media and entertainment. In an effort to expose pop culture's obsession with youth, beauty, and fame, the Missouri State Department of Theater and Dance will be performing the world premiere of the new musical, In Vain. In Vain is a witty new spin on Oscar Wilde's gothic novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray. Musical writer Christina Pipa, graduate director of the dramatic writing program and assistant professor in the Department of Media, Journalism, and Film, shares the modern approach to this classic tale. I'm Adair Seifert, and Pipa shares how the new musical, In Vain, pertains to our culture today.
The musical, In Vain, is our adaptation of The Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde. So this is set today. It has a female protagonist, so we have Vivian Wilde instead of Dorian Gray. And we set it in L.A., so it's really focused on this modern world and our culture. I wrote the musical In Vain with my collaborator, Sharon Kenny, who is a singer-songwriter, a pianist on Broadway, and she and I are always looking for great material. We do a lot of commissions for theaters for young audiences, and then we also write projects that we just think of on our own, and this one was one of those where Sharon had just read The Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde, and I had read it years before that and decided to come back to it and look at it again, and we just were blown away by how much the story pertains to our society today. So I think Oscar Wilde was really holding up a mirror to his own time that just happens to reflect us maybe even stronger today. You know, there's so much focus on appearances and not growing old. And if you don't know the story itself, it's about a young man whose painting is made, this portrait, and he makes a wish that the portrait will age and he will not, that he'll stay the same, young and beautiful forever. And it happens. And so no matter what nefarious deeds he commits, this picture is reflecting his corruption, but he just looks perfect, so youthful and beautiful. So we thought about that in today's society. We have a lot of examples of people who can get away with murder and still look beautiful and clean and perfect. And so we wanted to get to that underbelly and see, you know, if their moral corruption was to be seen somewhere, could it be in a picture?
Pipa describes the writing process and the modern day elements she includes in the story.
In the original book, The Picture of Dorian Gray, there's a painter named Basil, and we wanted to make it a photographer to put it today in Los Angeles. So we used Annie Leibovitz as a model, and we created this character named Andy Marco, and then she's the one that takes this fateful picture that changes everything. So that's kind of how I approached writing the book of the musical, was to take the original, and it felt almost like a conversation across time to be able to write this and look at these characters in a new way. We decided to make the main character female as opposed to male, which it is in the original, because we really noticed this pressure that's put on young women today and probably across time to look a certain way, to behave a certain way. And as much as we love The Picture of Dorian Gray, it just seemed like a really fun thing to do, to gender bend it and change so that the instead of a male painter, it's a female photographer, and instead of a male model, it's a female model, and to just explore the world that way. So the cast has tons of talented women in it. It's really exciting. The actors come from the Department of Theater and Dance, and every night that we're in rehearsal, we're just blown away by their talent.
She explains the significance of a world premiere and what that means for the university.
A world premiere of a musical is the first time that it's fully staged, and it can be anywhere in the world. And in this case, it just happens to be right here in Springfield, Missouri. From what I understand, this is the first time that the Department of Theater and Dance has produced a totally new musical. They've done new musicals, but not a world premiere where it's the first time getting it up on its feet and trying everything out. It's exciting. It has a lot of effects, like some video projection and really awesome costumes. And so it really brings the whole thing to life in a way that I, you know, only dream of when I'm writing the dialogue on the page.
The show opens on April 13th and runs through April 16th. You can buy tickets online or in person at the box office at Missouri State University. That was the graduate director of the Dramatic Writing Program, an assistant professor in the Department of Media, Journalism, and Film, Christina Pipa from Missouri State. I'm Adair Seifert for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.